This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The man under arrest after drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico is a defeated Republican state House candidate, Solomon Pena. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina described Pena as the mastermind of what appears to be a politically motivated criminal conspiracy leading to four shootings at or near the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. Pena himself is accused of pulling the trigger in one of the crimes. I'm Norman Hall.
Nobody was hurt in the shootings. The six people shot and killed in a Goshen, California home early yesterday, including a baby, were targeted, say authorities. The baby and its mother shot in the head. Authorities believe there is a gang connection. They're searching for at least two suspects. Mother Nature is going to give California a break from that brutal rain and snow that's been battering the state. The AP's Donna Warder with what they've been going through.
In San Diego, Mission Valley resident Estes Rodriguez tells KGTV that flooding is still making it dangerous to venture out.
I don't feel like it's super safe to drive out just because there's a lot of potholes. There's a lot of areas with, water, deep holes and sinkholes that you don't really see.
The sun came out Monday in San Francisco, but across the bay in Berkeley, 10 homes were evacuated when a hillside collapsed. And in Monterey County, a swollen river that swamped farmland over the weekend is still rising. I'm Donna Warder.
What caused that Yeti Airlines passenger plane to crash on Sunday in Nepal, killing at least 70 people? Nepal is sending the flight data recorder to France for analysis. The plane's manufacturer is headquartered in France. In case you missed the game, the Cowboys beat the Bucks 31-14 last night in an NFC wildcard playoff game. This is AP News. What do you do when you don't agree with your colleagues? The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what the U.S. is doing.
Turkey and the U.S. will aim to smooth out a series of disagreements between the NATO allies when the Turkish foreign minister visits Washington this week. Mevlut Cavusoglu heads for a meeting with the US counterpart Antony Blinken on a rare visit by a top Turkish official. President Joe Biden's administration has kept its distance from Turkey because of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian direction and policies curbing rights and freedoms. Expectations that outstanding issues can be resolved, though, are low. The NATO allies frequently find themselves at odds over a number of issues, with the biggest disputes centering on Turkey's purchase of Russian-made missiles and American support for Kurdish militants in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.